from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. An imprisoned Nobel laureate passes away. Chinese human rights prisoner Liu Xiaobo died Thursday at age 61 following a high-profile battle with liver cancer that made his death as controversial as his life. Liu, a Nobel Prize laureate who spent his last 8 years as a prisoner of conscience, passed away at a hospital in Shenyang, China, where he'd been removed from his prison cell in the final stage of his illness. His final days were marked by a public dispute over the quality of his care and Beijing's refusal of a family request that he be transferred for treatment to the United States or Germany. Liu's reputation as an outspoken dissident had deep roots. In his brief government-sanctioned role as a popular writer and college lecturer, he was known for his criticism of traditional Chinese culture and for urging his fellow literati to exhibit more individualism. His promising career took a drastic turn in the spring of 1989 when he cut short a visiting scholarship at Columbia University in New York City and returned home to join student-led protests in Tiananmen Square. Following a violent crackdown known by Chinese as the June 4th massacre, Liu was labeled a black hand and jailed. Once again, Liu Xiaobo died today at age 61, the Chinese human rights prisoner, a recipient of the Nobel Peace Prize. Four policemen were shot and killed today in southwest Pakistan by a group of Islamic militants. A spokesman for the Baluchistan provincial government says the government were on a routine patrol in the capital city when the gunmen intercepted their vehicle and sprayed it with bullets. The dead officers included Police Superintendent Mubarak Shah. This is VOA News. Russia has significantly increased its military activity in the skies around Western European NATO members, according to a new report that warns the tactic could present a danger to civilian aircraft. NATO forces in Europe scrambled fighter jets to intercept approaching Russian aircraft, so-called the quick reaction alerts, close to 800 times last year, almost double the figure from 2014. The report calls for improved communication and clearer rules of engagement between Western European powers and Moscow. President Trump, calling Paris unsafe because of terrorism, is now there to meet with President Emmanuel Macron. VOA's Luis Ramirez has a preview.
This is Trump's third overseas trip and third to Europe since taking office in January. During his visit, Trump will take part in Bastille Day celebrations. Talks with Macron are expected to cover Syria and counterterrorism, areas where agreement is easy. White House officials say the more difficult issue of climate may also be on the table. Luis Ramirez, VOA News, Paris.
President Trump is pushing back and says the White House is functioning perfectly after his eldest son disclosed how he met last year with a supposed Russian government lawyer who offered incriminating information about his Democratic opponent, Hillary Clinton. VOA's Jim Malone reports.
The revelations in Donald Trump Jr.'s emails have put the Trump White House on the defensive and sparked concern from Democrats, including Senator Tim Kaine of Virginia.
Nothing is proven yet, but we're now beyond obstruction of justice in terms of what's being investigated. This is moving into perjury, false statements, and even into potentially treason.
Some Republicans also registered concern, including House Speaker Paul Ryan.
I supported Bob Mueller being appointed special counsel, and I think we need to let him and his team and our investigators here do their jobs.
The furor over the Trump email revelations has once again put the White House on the defensive over possible links with Russia.
VOA's Jim Malone reporting from Washington. In the meantime, President Trump's choice to lead the Federal Bureau of Investigation, Christopher Wray, addressed lawmakers who are skeptical after former FBI Director James Comey was fired in the midst of an investigation into Russian meddling.
The FBI is and must remain an independent law enforcement organization, free from political influence. And this starts at the very top.
That Senate Judiciary Member Dianne Feinstein reassured lawmakers that the agency would continue to be free of political influence, including the special prosecutor's probe into Russia's meddling in the 2016 presidential election. For more on all these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.